Alrighty, welcome back, Coffee, Blunts, and Donuts. It's your girl, Natasha Tamara. I'm here with...
It's your boy, Gas Daddy. Your boy, ITS. Yes. Everything. I think I'm going to use ITS as I'm the smoker.
Oh, well, maybe. I guess
because you got to carry this today.
I guess you can get away with that. But ITS, we here with another episode, episode number 20. Okay.
Pente.
Pente. Oh, we're here having rich, well-rounded discussions from a higher perspective. Welcome, welcome. We have a special guest today, another Cambridge bred, doing big things for the city. He's here to talk about his new social consumption spot. If you don't know about it, you're about to learn a lot today.
Members only.
Members only. That's in right. The heart of Harvard. He's That's doing right. it big for the cannabis community. Give it up for Sean Hope in the building.
What's up?
Welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
A pleasure to be here. Thank you.
It's been in the works for a little bit, but you're here in the studio, ready to go.
Everything in good time.
Exactly. That's what we're talking about. So yes, Sean, I mean, I don't even know where to go. Introduce yourself. Sure. Give us a little background about yourself and then we'll dive deep.
For sure. Sean Hope, also known on IG as Mogul420, serial entrepreneur, Cambridge born and raised, West Indian background, child of God, and blessed to be with y'all on the show, doing what I'm doing. So before we get into it, though, you know, a lot of people want to label diaspora as social consumption.
Okay.
So social consumption is something that is going to be regulated by the CCC. Okay. And they're going to give a license for that.
Okay.
We operate a private club, much like Summit Lounge, where we take spaces, we have a membership, and our members can activate in and around the cannabis lifestyle. And that's what we do. Okay. And so I only say that too because a lot of regulators want to put it into a category. Mm. And I hope that social consumption happens. And I hope those early dispensaries can help themselves, me included, by adding in a cafe or a component. Okay. But, you know, private clubs or people getting together consuming cannabis has been gone on long before any 2016 where they came up with any licenses. And, you know, as Americans, we can do things like consume cannabis in groups. I think where it gets tricky is when you're in public spaces and you're doing liquor and all that. But I would just say, you know, we're a private club and that's what makes us allow us to do what we do.
Right.
Okay. So I will call it private club moving forward for sure. We don't want to get anybody in trouble. That's right.
We're going to need some members only jackets.
Exactly.
Yeah. Bring it back.
Definitely.
So the private club that he owns in Harvard Square is called Diaspora.
That's right. That's
some call it Diaspora. Some call it Diaspora. Uh-huh. It's Diaspora. Tell us how you came up with that name.
Yeah. So it's a good question. So when we started, this idea that you could take commercial buildings and do things like a podcast or do things like a show came up when I went to New York. I was going to open a dispensary and there was all these private clubs and there was a place called Work and Roll. It's in Chelsea, New York. And they had the top floor of a building and I went there and they had this kind of co-working cafe style. You know, New York's doing a million different things. And I looked around, you know, and it was on its way up. And I was like, they pulling this off. And I'm like, man, we should have something like this back home. Then I went out to L.A. This is about probably 2019 when I was just going to get into my first dispensary and I wanted to see cookies. I wanted to see how all the best dispensaries.
Right.
And I went, I smoked my first glass blunt and I hooked up with some cats out there who are in the music business. And they said, we got to go to Green Street. So we drove down to downtown LA and they have a 7-story building. Downtown LA is the hood.
Yeah.
But they have these, you know, big buildings and the whole, every floor was cannabis businesses, not dispensaries, lights, technology. Mm-hmm. In the middle of every floor, they had a kitchen, a big bowl of nugs, bongs everywhere, ping pong. And at the top, they had all the investment firms.
Wow.
And I was like, they doing this. You know, right. This is a building maybe someone else didn't want, and they're making mm-hmm. money doing this. So some of the legacy operators were there. You know, it's California, so it was all mixed up. So when I left there, I'm like, I got to bring this back. And because I had a real estate background, I knew because of COVID, retail was low, commercial space was low. And I said, if I could put it together, maybe there's an opportunity where I could do something like this. And I got back to Harvard Square. I had a space that was available, and there someone was asking me, you know, what do you want to call this? Mm-hmm. And I was scrolling the internet for names mm-hmm. and ideas and logos. And in black and white was this thing, Diaspora. And it had a little asterisk on it. And it's another company, right? It's a tech software company.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I liked it. Something about it was edgy. And I had all these consultants because I was opening up a dispensary. Mm-hmm. Someone said, it's a little too negative. You know, like Diaspora, don't you want it to be positive? And I looked up what it meant. And I was like, so as a cannabis consumer, right, when you're in high school and college, you smoking in a blow tube.
Yeah.
You going out to the back of the car or in the woods to smoke. So we're all spread out. Because of the oppression of cannabis, we're all spread out. And I wanted to make a place as a return or a home. So the Diaspora means immigrant in like 10 different languages, the actual word itself.
Yeah.
Right. When I wear that shirt, Haitians come up to me, they start speaking Haitian. And I'm like, they're like, I'm like, oh, I don't speak to you on the Creole. He's like, mm-hmm. but you got a shirt, this is Creole. I said, nah, this is English. Yeah. And it blows their mind away. And that's when it hit me. I'm like, this thing is universal.
Right.
That every people's, unless you're white or you're Native American, you've been spread out. You're an immigrant. Mm-hmm. And so I want to bring a place back where all of us cannabis and immigrants can come together. So when that name hit, I put it out there. It was edgy. It was counterculture, but it stuck.
That's dope. And so now with this new business, go ahead.
So the negative part was they were thinking the immigrant part when they were doing the breakdown?
Yeah, because, okay. you know, around here. Word.
The dark, right. yeah, yeah.
Oh, the immigrants are here. You know, in America, the immigrants right. come in as a lower caste. But I didn't see it like that because I saw myself as part of that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, you're bringing a place for the outcasts to come together.
Sure. And why you gotta call outcasts?
Listen, we can get called as outcasts as us smokers again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, oh, I was like still on the immigrant part. Yeah, no,
not the immigrants, right. the smokers. the smokers. But yeah, that is so dope because, you know, now with all these dispensaries coming up or all around Massachusetts, I'm like, all right, what's next? We need a place that I can actually go. And yeah. enjoy my smoking inside, and I don't have to be outside in the cold Boston,
right,
you know,
right.
and being around other smokers and network, and that's great. So, I know that was kind of the concept that you were going for, but what is kind of your mission behind opening Diaspora?
Yeah, so we had our year anniversary in March. We actually opened NECAN Weekend. Okay. So, you know, we had our first event, you know, no private club, no permits, full on banger. And, you know, Rasia Straker, she's been with me since day one. And it was like she and I, and we had about 500 people to that place, lying down the block. Wow. But we had brands and we had the cannabis community. Montel Williams came in and did his thing as part of that weekend. So where we were then to where we are now, we've come so far. We got the DX awning, you know, we have mm-hmm. a sound system. We have, you know, brand relationships, right? We have 4,000 members. Yes. We can turn on and impact policy, community, culture. So, you right. know, I've had a blessed background being from Cambridge, mm-hmm. you know, in Cambridge, if you can get into certain things, you can, you know, be at Harvard, you can get monies, you can do different things. So I've been blessed to really be able to do some stuff. And at 40, you know, I've been blessed to make good money, to be able to do right. dispensaries and fund black businesses. But I'm like, I want to have an impact. That's why mm-hmm. I got into cannabis. I was never looking to be out in front of a podcast to say, hey, look what Sean did. I was right. always a behind the scenes guy. But there comes a point in time where you're like, okay, I can make more money grinding out for some client, or I can try to work with my own people and do something no one's ever done. Mm-hmm. So that's one of my goals, was to build a brand and to have impact. And to have impact, you have to have a squad. And so we call it the Diaspora Tribe.
Okay.
And so we're now 4,000 deep. And, you know, we're growing. And so the idea is, when there is a mission or a purpose or an opportunity, I want to be able to tap into those folks, and cannabis is the center. I always say the diaspora is not a place, because you can shut down the place, mm-hmm. right? Once you build a community of people, I want to make it so with the internet, with social media, we can coalesce. Now, people want to get together and do things, and real estate is important. And that's kind of how we started off. But again, as we move, I want to partner with people in Boston, in Braintree, in Malden, all around. Because look, I can't run more than a couple spaces. Mm-hmm. You know, I got kids, I got a whole life.
Right.
But if I can share what I've built, and be able to say, hey, look, you take it to your town. I'll support you with what I learned, my peoples, and then we do it, because, you know, Cambridge can flip on me. They can get funny.
Yeah.
And I might have to pivot.
Yeah. Speaking of, I'm sure you've had some issues just being in Harvard Square and having a cannabis place. How is that going?
Harvard Square.
Criticism and everything. Yeah. How
it's the history of like drugs in Harvard Square and
yeah.
what the pit was and what the pit is today.
That's right.
And like, even with your location is like less than 100 yards away from where the infamous chess tables was.
Yep.
So it's like, there's so much history in that area.
Yep.
So it's like, but I don't want to say, hold up. So you're saying you have a dispensary also.
I got two open now.
You have two dispensaries.
My second one just opened on last Sunday, Yamba Boutique in Harvard Square.
Oh, okay.
Black owned, okay. Female forward, sex positive. My partner, Leah Samora, she's a leader in the industry. And so it's up. Very feminine, very sexy.
That's what's up.
Beautiful merchandising, beautiful marketing. And so again, I'm partners in that. But you know, Yamba Market, you see a lot of my footprint and see as this urban art and graffiti and that.
Right.
And
that's the one in Central Square.
Yeah, right? Central yep. Square, 580 Mass English. Ave. And this is a different flex. And Leah's leading the charge. And it's not easy. We started out in 2019. Been out of 5 years.
You said it's on Mass Ave, 580?
580 Mass Ave is in Central
right
Square.
Right in Cambridge, right in Central Square.
Across from H Mart, mm-hmm. right by, was it T-Mobile on the corner?
Yep, right in the corner.
Old Expressions, you know, back in the day. Y'all are Cambridge folks. Manhattans, right?
Yeah.
We could go back.
Man. Yeah, so but you're making marks in
purity
like
supreme.
Yeah. Historical places.
Purity supreme. You said purity.
But it's like, so you have a dispensary and you have a place so they can buy the weed from you, then they can go to one of your places and safely enjoy it and smoke it?
Yeah.
New Jack
it's
City.
Over. It's over. It's over.
Built the Carter.
Yeah.
That's legit.
Thank you, man.
It's amazing. And that's also smart, like you said, because you also said serial entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. And that just shows it right there. It's like, all right, yeah, you can sell weed. All right, now I got a place for them to enjoy it. Mm-hmm. I curate some vibes for it. That's dope.
Yeah, man. It's a blessing, you know? And I think, you know, when you get into your 40s and your 50s, you start looking back and you're saying, okay, you know what you're good at, and you're also okay with what right. you're not good at. And so I'm really trying to double down on the things that I'm good at. And
oh, this is how you leave a mark.
Trying, man. Trying.
Oh, yeah. So, this will be here long after.
Yeah.
You're here and gone now for generations and everything. Yeah. You're leaving legacies for your family and everything.
Thank you.
Especially because you're trying to spread it and like, I'm saying, oh, no, that's dope.
Yeah.
So what's going on with the Expo? So you got some events coming up?
Yeah. So we have, again, our year anniversary was a couple weeks ago.
Right.
And we are really now at 4,000 strong. We are trying to get into the public realm. Our space is in a basement location in Harvard Square, even right. though it's beautiful. And it's time to come to the light. And so 2 years ago, Yamba Market was opening in Central Square. And I partnered with Michael Monestein. We shut down Pearl Street, which is where Target is now. And right. we threw one of the first block parties, cannabis-based block parties on 420 2 years ago.
Oh, wow.
It was a free concert.
Where was I at?
We had Dougie Fresh. It was on a Thursday. So it was one of those. It was Dougie Fresh, Little Vicious, the whole Get Fresh crew came. We had an Afrobeat band. Conan Harris came and spoke. Amanda Shea, before she was Amanda Shea. She still was Amanda Shea, but she didn't blown up yet.
Right.
They came and blessed the mic. Had Denise Simmons out there, mayor at the time. Yep. And it was a beautiful time. And you know, we routed an MBTA bus. 21 plus, but it was something. It was one of the proudest moments I have been, because I know there's a lot of people who came who couldn't pay $50 to go to TD Garden to see Dougie Fresh because they can't make right. a choice with all the tightness.
Yeah.
And it was people on roller skates and a Haitian food truck. And so it was, again, for me, it was something beautiful. So now my second store is in Harvard Square. Diaspora is in Harvard Square. So now instead of being in Central every day, that's where I grew up. I'm in Harvard Square. Now I'm here. I'm like, how do I make an impact over here? Mm-hmm. And don't tell me, oh, you can do that. We let people get permits for that. I said, oh, really? I said, oh, yeah. So I put together a team and we decided to do a block party on this Saturday, April 20th. It's about cannabis community and culture.
Right.
Dope.
We have Church Street blocked off. We got a host of brands. You know, we have Ethos sponsoring Jabron and Blandina, two brothers and sisters in the industry. And one, they got Fireweed. But in terms of mm-hmm. black and brown, not just representation, but leadership, right. you can't beat them. Mello and Havel, my man Gene, and you know, Darrell, he's mm-hmm. out there. We have Herbwell. We have, I'm going to forget somebody as I start listing them. Chill, but we have a bunch of brands.
Yeah.
Right. And these are all people that have supported Diaspora from day one. Because you can legally gift a certain amount of product, but a lot of places don't want to work with certain entities, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So we needed product because we don't sell anything. Diaspora always sells experiences. So we needed the industry to be able to participate. And so this is a way to celebrate that, be able to highlight them. I'm really excited about the music. The genre is Afro Beats in House.
Nice.
And those are two genres that are already coming mm-hmm. together mm-hmm. in the different types of music. But we thought with the diversity of Harvard Square, having Super Smash Brothers as a headline. Also DJ Minx. Now, I don't know if you know about her, but she's one of the early DJs from Detroit.
Oh, no, mm-hmm. I'm not aware.
Like founding sisters of House. And
yeah,
so
I'm saying Detroit's real big when it comes to House. So
yeah. And look, I'm not going to lie, right? With hip hop, it's under 40 degrees, 50 degrees, a little rainy, people don't show out.
Right.
House and Applebee's, boy, they throw the glitter
outside.
On. Yeah, right.
They're outside dancing.
Yeah. So, no, but it was a way just to activate a bunch of folks. And, you know, Toasted Chef, he's a mm-hmm. cannabis chef. Ollie's going to be out there providing food. We're going to have a bunch of...
infused food?
No infused food.
Oh, okay. Just asking.
Yeah, not on Saturday, but I'm glad you mentioned that. So on Saturdays from 12 to 7
yep.
on Church Street, mm-hmm. you can get tickets at flareevents.com. And actually, Flare Events is a platform that's cannabis friendly, developed by a couple of brothers, one in England, one here, and I'm a partner in that.
Nice.
And what we found with Diaspora and music is when you want to do it, everybody's using Eventbrite.
Mm-hmm.
So when my mom does a birthday party for my son, she uses Eventbrite.
Yeah.
And when you guys throw a banger, use Eventbrite. Bloated fees, you don't have control over your events. So we saw a hole in the market and we created that platform. So this whole block party and all the Diaspora events.
Serial entrepreneur. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, man. So, you know, I was trying to build it ourselves in ways that we could.
Right.
But then on Friday night, we're doing an industry kickback,
okay.
a pre-420 event. And the reason why is this, if you're in the industry, you're running around on 420. Mm-hmm. You're not relaxing, right? It's not your holiday. So we're taking the day before. We're inviting all the bud tenders from around the state, all the diaspora members, any friends and new friends who want to come and kick back. Not a big DJ night or a club night.
Yeah.
There's going to be some goodie bags and there's going to be some merch and some stuff because we always have stuff for the block party. We just
right.
want to bless the community, get people together. We're doing that. Also on Friday night, we have a cannabis yoga class.
No.
Yep. At 7
That's
o'clock in Harvard
dope.
Square.
I gotta get in that.
You gotta come and get that.
I definitely
and
so, gotta do cannabis yoga.
Yeah.
Yoga.
We usually do like a slow flow. Mm-hmm. You know Malika from Cambridge? So she's one of our yoga practitioners. She does a okay. slow flow class, which is amazing with the sound bath. But because we're doing more upbeat, we're actually gonna do an Afrobeats yoga on Friday.
Mm.
A little more upbeat. Jackie, she does her yoga class. We have Friday night, Saturday, and then on Sunday, we ended off with a slow flow yoga. So we're trying to create a weekend's worth of events that you can tap in at any one of them.
Nice. And the yoga, let me just ask.
Yeah, I'll start doing cannabis
yoga and
yoga too.
And smoking at the same time?
Yo,
or,
if you haven't done it.
Break it down, I don't know.
So look,
I just want to make sure.
It's you know, people love it. People at the end, you see people in tears, hugging each other.
I'm sure, it taps many senses.
Right, because you know, they usually do a warm up where people will either take a gummy or will puff something. Everyone
okay.
has an ashtray. We get branded products, so you come there as part of the class. And you do that yoga, and there's something about holding the pose and breathing with a certain cannabinoid, you know, that that hits the spot.
Wow.
And we have a hard time getting people out. We're like, yo, wake up.
No, I'm zoned out.
Yeah, no. But it's a beautiful thing, and it's a wellness, and that's another big part of Diaspora.
Nice. So those are the type of events that you have at
yes,
Diaspora.
That's right.
And people can find
weekend.
Out just by becoming a member,
yep.
and looking them up on your website
yep.
and stuff.
So the block party website, if you go to dxdunster.com, it has all of our events, including the 420 block party. You can go to Diaspora EXP on IG, and that's where we have all of our events listed along with the ticket link.
And they have to sign up for their membership before they can enter.
So for the block party, is one come all.
Okay.
If you are a member, there's certain perks and certain access to certain areas of the block party that aren't admitted to others. So I would say membership has its privileges. But again, we want to make sure anyone 21 plus.
21 you know, plus people.
That's right. 21 plus. You can come through, enjoy. But the street is open. So this is, you know, Church Street is open to the public. You can walk up and see our vendors. Okay. We rented the parking lot from Harvard University. You can hold about 3,000 people. So we kind of have, it's perfect. You can be on the street, hear the music. Oh, I want to check the vibe. Come on in.
Right.
Okay. We're blessed enough to have two stages. So we have a stage, a main stage, and then the place where we have the cannabis yoga has a roof deck. So we set up a second DJ stage. And so we're trying to, again, do it.
Oh, so that's going to be outdoors. The yoga's going to be outdoors at that, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Oh, yeah. It's going to be a dope event. Y'all don't want to miss this at all. Like, you're always looking for, like, 420 events. Right. Well, smokers and stuff are always looking for some 420 events. And we always have the one in the Common, what is it, the Freedom Rally. But then it's not even 420. But so... these are definitely going to become
It's like bringing one to Cambridge, so yeah.
Yeah, like, in Cambridge, and bring it back to Harvard Square, because just the thought of you having these cannabis events in such a prestigious Harvard Square, Cambridge, I'm sure it comes with some criticism and conflicts,
Oh, yeah,
some barriers you have to break down, let me know.
So, you know, what you brought up earlier when you were talking, you know, you said 100 yards from Harvard University.
Right.
So the actual space is John Harvard's.
Okay.
John Harvard built Harvard University. The last, I believe, and you can fact check me, 10 to 15 presidents all were in there for a burger and a beer. Michelle and Barack were in there because that was a spot. We still get people with their backpacks and family. We're on the Harvard map of places to see.
Oh, wait, Diaspora used to be that restaurant, John Harvard?
John Harvard's was a brewery.
Oh, it was a brewery.
And they were brewing beer for 50 years. So before microbrew was even cool, they were doing it. So this is a historic place on the landmark. And so for 2024, for not to be black owned, which is already for Harvard Square, but now we're doing cannabis and we're pushing the envelope.
Yeah.
Definitely a lot of eyeballs. But, you know, to the credit of Cambridge, it's still the People's Republic. You know, for me to be where I'm operating, if the city manager didn't want it, I wouldn't be there. If the city council, like, I don't care what I say with my
lawyer. Like, you said that first. A lot of people don't realize it's the city manager. Respect to the city council and everything else too, but it's the city manager didn't want it.
If somebody who owns a couple million dollar, you know, I think the building's worth $40 million.
Yeah.
If he wasn't cool with cannabis, he doesn't even smoke, but he invested in a Cambridge kid, just a kid from Cambridge with an idea, and I did my homework. And so, you know, I'm paying real rent. It ain't like he giving it away.
Right.
And just, it's a hustle. It's a hustle to do it on a high level. You know, we started DX. So as you mentioned, DX is on the awning.
Yeah.
And so that's for destination experiences. And, you know, I don't think I've told a lot of people this, but, you know, we've been in existence for a year. We made money some months. We, you know, up and down. But this was an old space that was abandoned after COVID. We didn't have any AC.
Okay.
So the first couple of months, every time I did an event, I was spending $5,000 on an air conditioner, renting air stuff and fans. I was renting out the space for like $2,000 because it was cannabis. People were just getting started. I was losing thousands of dollars every event. But I knew, I said, if I could just get this thing up and going, if I could get some brands. So slowly by slowly, we started to pick up. We started to do it. And so right about November, we started to break even. We were actually, you know, it cooled down. We got the landlord to do some improvements, but I realized I can't make this thing work just on cannabis yet.
Yeah.
It's not that. So I said, look, also for politically, because I was starting to get some heat because we started, we had the Capadonna, we had these ones, we selling tickets.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
I said, I got to have, so I started doing public and consumption and non-consumption. So when Franz Pierre was running for city council, I said, come to my spot, had the whole Haitian family in there. We did a campaign event. I said, look, diaspora is more than just weed because, look, people who smoke weed, we vote. We go to school. We get educated.
Right.
So, like, why does it have to be just that? So that made me realize, you know, I could do both sides. And then I started the baby shower when we wanted to have a wedding. I'm like, people want to use this space. Nothing to do with
that's
cannabis.
That's dope. I didn't even think about so that. Like, sudden, have you a bridal shower or something there.
Yeah. I mean, we dress it up. So then I realized, okay, to make this work, I got to be able to play both sides. So I got to be able to do the Fabrica nights, and I got to be able to do, you know, cookies nights or all those different nights, right, right, for the culture. My passion is not with the liquor. But again, as an entrepreneur, I got to, you know, play the cards that was dealt. So once we came up with this non-infused venue side, all of a sudden I got partners. People want to, you know, come with me and do the other thing. So I raised the capital I needed. And so right now, you know, we're doing this balancing act, and someone's like, you can't do both. And I'm like, in the future, you should be able to do both.
Yeah.
Why do you got to be the cannabis club or the non? Sometimes I might want to go to places and smoke. I'm not actually, truthfully, every time I want to smoke. But I'm saying I might want to bring someone with me who doesn't want to do that, but it's still a dope spot, or a comedian. You know, we talked about all this, you know, part about, you know, people, you know, Christians, people who believe in God, right? And how do you balance that with consumption? How do you figure that out? Well, right. And I told my pastor, I said, look, I've created a place where we can have that conversation.
Mm.
I'm not saying I got to figure it out, but this is a safe place where you can get people to say, yeah, I puff.
And I can just pull up inside with my membership.
So
bring my own bud. I already have it on me. Roll up.
Yeah. So here's the thing. So the goals was to have like a cafe co-working space.
Right.
Between 3 and midnight, 7 days a week, I can pull up. And I could just bring my own stuff, come in there, and then every night there'd be a little something, you know, pool night or whatever else.
Yeah.
That's where I'm going to get to for that. Right now, we're still event-based. So you could come to a cannabis yoga. You can come to an event. A lot of events are just kickback. Like on 419, just come, you know. We have an entry fee, but there's going to be food.
What time is that at?
It's 8 p.m.
8 p.m. Okay.
So it's the pre-420 event for the industry and for anybody who can't make it on Saturday. Or if you want to come to both, we got 2-day passes. But just come through. It'll be a great time to see it. We're playing some house and some Afro beats just to get the vibe going.
Mm-hmm.
But again, we're starting to get a lot of Cambridge folk who finally heard. All shades, matter of fact. All shades.
Right.
Oh, yeah. The word is definitely spreading.
But does that surprise you, like, when you see now that weed's, like, fully legal in Massachusetts and being in both aspects of it, do you see, like, the people that come in and buy it from, like, what you would never, who you would not think was smoking?
Yeah. I mean, I think when you get in the industry and you go to these conferences, which are predominantly white,
mm-hmm.
right? To me, cannabis looks like tech, right? You know, it's the same kind of people, but one in Massachusetts, our folks are well represented, I would say, in terms of people who are shaping policy. But I was surprised because, you know, I grew up hiding weed and I went to New Orleans for college. I was okay. I was away from home. You know, I come back and now, you know, 65-year-olds. And I'm not talking about like hitting the ball for the first time, like can roll that thing.
I've been doing this.
Don't even look like Willie Nelson. I'm talking about like just, you know, and. But like, you know, we did an event called Stoned and Tone. And there's a brother who does fitness, right? Ripped up. And he does a thing with the gummies and he hits it and all the things. And so I'm like, I'm learning, realizing that people have taken this plant that grows from the ground, right? You know, I'm changing subject, but what really got me is when I learned about the cannabinoid system. The endocannabinoid system. I thought you smoked weed and you weren't supposed to smoke it, but somehow you got this effect. When I was educated and I learned that the body has a system that is specifically designed in your skin, in your tongue, all around your body to handle cannabis.
Really?
Like we like there's a plant and our body has a receptor for cannabis. So it's like
we were made, we were created to smoke.
and you know, smoke eat, rub it, but it's you know, it's almost like our bodies. That's why you can rub cannabis on your knee and it soaks in it and it hits the ligament and all of a sudden you can feel some pain relief, you know? And so once I learned about that, I realized like this is not something that shouldn't be used. But how it's used really is a, you know, especially in the black and brown communities.
Mm-hmm.
You oppress the people, right? You know, we're looking for ways to get through. When this is really medicine, whether it's mental health, you know, I played rugby in college and after a game, I would be lit up and I would love a blunt. And I thought, okay, I want to relax. But I realized I was doing, my body was inflamed and it was telling me this thing helps me recover. I didn't really want to drink beer. I didn't want to do all those things. That's what people would do. My body was doing that. So I really feel like there's a big piece that I'm continuing to learn how cannabis can help make us better.
There's definitely many medical benefits of it. And with you doing all of these different events and combining all these different categories, a lot of people are going to really be able to see like cannabis is in every aspect pretty much of life. You can combine it with anything: cooking, working out,
podcasting, drinking, huh?
Podcasting, exactly. Like, it's a business of its own for sure, but it's the way that
it's
you
deliver
it, you know. Yeah. You're doing it in a positive light, you're helping others, you're not
trying.
You know, you're having 21 plus events, you know?
Right. We grown folks now.
Folks. Definitely. What else? What else do you want us to know about Diaspora and Yerba and your companies?
So let's see. One of the things that I'm most proud about is in my life before cannabis, again, in the city of Cambridge, I was able to partner with a guy named Jason Korb. Yeah. Good dude. And we build affordable housing. Mm. So, you know, using state and federal tax credits, we were able to build 60 units, 20 in the port, 20, another 40 on Mass Ave. Wow. And we have another like 60 in the pipeline. And, you know, when I built my first building on Harvard Street, right across from Newtown Court, Washington Elms, I was like, oh my God, you know, I had my little baby son with me and I was like, I never thought I could do this thing. And, you know, I was a local connect. My partner did the financing in the state and we did that. And I was like, okay, now I'm gonna go back to what I did before. And it just started to steamroll. And like, when we talk about being an entrepreneur, it's really about like having an opportunity, but then, you know, and the boldest to take it, but having that support system. I had a family that was cheering me on, right? I had a community that was already like, give them a shot, you know? I'm not Moki, I'm not some of the big cats, but like, I also was like, you know, even Dennis, those are the guys I looked up to, but yeah, they were like, look, we're not gonna stay in your way. We're gonna support you doing what you're doing. And, you know, so I've been blessed to do that. And that's the placemaking. It was an empty parking lot.
Tell us about being a placemaker.
Yeah, I was saying one of my passions is, I'm realizing now at 47, placemaking is a passion. Seeing something in a parking lot, thinking about a building and making it happen. And, you know, we've done that a couple different times. Mm. Diaspora, I saw John Harvey's looking dusty and dirty and no AC. And what I saw was an opportunity to do and build a place for cannabis community. So Diaspora has two locations. We have the John Harvard space, it's 8,000 square feet. And then we have a smaller space right above Yamba Boutique Dispensary. Mm-hmm. And we've been there. And then just most recently, next month, we've been working on DX Arcade.
Wow.
So again, Harvard Square.
And you would think that's prime real estate.
That's the one that's going to change the game right there. Right.
A couple of people said that. They just said, Charlie, look, that's the
DX
one.
DX Arcade?
Yeah.
Can you imagine this?
So it's not
just smoking. Okay. You can't smoke a joint in there?
Not right now.
Okay.
Where it's located in the building, it's like, you know, Tasty Burger?
Yeah, right on the
corner of JFK and Mount Auburn.
Okay.
Right by the Pete's Coffee, there's the park.
Yeah, right. The park is right where like Red Line used to be, area, that street.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so it's right on the main street, ground floor retail, two levels. And it was an empty, it was like, it used to be the Harvard shop. Then they were selling some African tchotchkes. Now, who's buying African tchotchkes in
Harvard Square?
It was like the landlord didn't want it. The woman, I felt bad. I said, am I going to throw her out? And her kids were like, please, I want to take my mom home. She shows up to work every day. Ain't nobody buy nothing. It was empty. And again, me exploring for ways to make different things work. I started learning about the gaming and bringing it way back. One of the things I've doubled down on when I went into Cambridge was, yeah, you can buy weed, but if you create an experience, people will come.
For sure.
And I said, yeah, we could get together and smoke in a room, but if you create an experience, they will come. And as an adult, I'm like, I want an experience now. I rarely go to the sports bar and watch the game. I could watch it at my house. But if there's something going on interactive, right, I could do something physical, ping pong or something. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, I'll go out.
Like smoke.
Right. I could get everything brought to me. Right.
If I could smoke.
So that's where I started the arcade. You know, I got two kids, my 8 and 11, and in the wintertime in Cambridge, ain't nothing to do. Mm. We used to be on a second floor of a triple decker. My kids are stomping around at 6 a.m. and it's 30 degrees. If I could bring them to the arcade, have them run around in Cambridge. Right. So I just realized, I'm like, from older people to 30s to gamers, we all love games. And it's again, I'm trying to bring a renaissance to Harvard Square, the different experiences. You know, gaming is something that I always remember. 1001 games on Mass Ave.
Mass Ave, that was
bro, okay, I used to come in with $5 and quarters and spend like 5 hours and playing that Double Dragon and all that. So I want to bring some of that fun stuff back. It is available for private parties. I do envision a time where we can make it consumption. But to make sure it's also not just 21 plus, we're opening at all ages. I think the high school kids need it.
Oh, for sure.
Someone told me that the high school kids, either you're a jock or you go home and you jump on your computer and you talk to your friends on like this. And so I'm like, I could create a place where come to your club.
Back.
Yeah, man. People can come and, you know, mix it up and hopefully make some coins.
That's dope. Yeah, keep us posted on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's going to, so it's.
You can't smoke in there.
I know. That's
fine.
No, I know.
That's fine. You need variety.
Yeah,
okay.
Man. You gotta stick and move. But look, people were like, oh my God. So then we got this concept like, you have an event because it's in the same building. So you go and you puff, puff, puff. Walk upstairs in the same building.
Right, that's all you need.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't got to go outside. Right, I can just go downstairs.
Do a private rental. So wait, that package is coming. That package is coming.
Is this all like the old garage?
It is.
Okay. Yes, exactly.
So I'm going to say it on this. This
that's
this
also
thing
legendary.
I want to take over that whole building. I do.
Wow.
I do. That I want to keep Subway in a couple places. Lee's can't go.
I think there was an ice cream shop.
I used to get piercings there.
Yes. Yes. Remember you go and you go to the pit.
That's one of the first places for tattoos in Cape.
Yeah,
that's
right. Same place.
Yeah. It's still got two tattoo piercing places. Newberry Comics is still strong.
Wow.
That's a huge one.
That was different.
They still making money doing that.
Yeah. Harvard Square. Good old Harvard Square. We love hearing things about Cambridge and people from Cambridge and keeping it in the community. So speaking of the community, how are you with Yamba and Diaspora being in Cambridge, giving back to the community or supporting the community? How do you feel about that?
I think it's something that I never thought I could do. Mm-hmm. I think the way, you know, God made me is I'm always looking forward. So I never stop back and say, oh, wow, look at this or that. Like, you know, these ventures are fun, but they cost money and they risk. Right. And I think, man, if I just stopped here, you could have just retired. But it's like, that's not, you know, my pastor says, if he can, he'll get it to you. If he can get it through you, he'll get it to you. And so this is not for me. If I can do some of this, because look, all my stuff is somebody said, look, I'm going to give you a shot. I get nobody else. Right. And it happened. And so I'm continually doing that. So this is beyond. I mean, when I walk around and people, you know, recognize Yamba and I see city folk going in there and saying this and that. It's
my something. Grandmother loves Yamba.
Yeah. No, I'm telling you, like older folks, you know, we got everything from hot sauce in there now to old lady cream. I mean, they're really starting to make stuff for
hot sauce, like hot sauce.
Yeah, man.
Oh shit.
Yeah, it's not that pepper sauce from Barbados, but it's still good.
No, but yeah, we have to go get some hot sauce.
Yeah.
Is it infused?
Yeah.
Like, that's gonna be my question for everything. Yeah. Infused.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I would love you guys to check out Yamba Boutique, though, too. Mm-hmm. It's a different flex on
Canvas.
Yeah,
so how is it different as a boutique?
We used to say the difference between cultivated and curated, but in the end, the design is amazing. We use proportion design. They did Yamba Market. They did Yamba Boutique. They did Bar Lola on Com Ave, the Alston 360 Hotel. And these guys, they actually helped us out with, they designed the awning, DX, with the rose in the back, some of our elements. So they were amazing. But it just is the same way that Yamba felt like international in the streets, that vibe with the large ceilings, the graffiti, yet tasteful.
Mm-hmm.
Boutique is beautiful. I mean, everything from the Jaylee's tile to the glass. And I kept on advocating. I was like, look, let me make sure that the brothers can feel comfortable too. And they did a good bit of balance it. But Leah had a vision. And, you know, I always say, you know, I'm married to a black woman. I know when it's my time to get in and my time to just
take a step.
Yeah. And so I think it really shows in that. And, you know, one of the things is really focusing on the merchandising.
Mm-hmm.
Every dispensary has the same weed. If you get in touch with Packwood, you're gonna have
when you figure it out as a consumer, you're like, then you gotta find the ones that
we got the best prices. That's right, the exactly. Deals. Yeah.
So this is gonna be though. You're gonna get merchandise that you can't get other places. Mm-hmm. Really curated, cultivated. My partners also have our own brand. So I don't know if y'all know Purent Bedroom Cannabis. It's in about 20 stores. So it was a product made by a Black woman. For Black women, it's a sexual lubricant, but it also helps with endometriosis. I'm not going to say that word right. All these things. And again, you know, cannabis gave them an opportunity and a platform to be able to put this product out there. So you're going to have that there. We say female forward and sex positive. So, you know, non-regulated items, you know, I always tease Leah, vibrators, those type of things.
It's going to have that. All that.
Yeah, okay. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, it's, Yamba Boutique.
Yeah.
And what does Yamba mean?
Oh my gosh. So
I got caught off guard. Okay.
Yeah. We hit you up. Yamba is a colloquial or shortened word of Mariamba. And in West Africa, the name for marijuana was Mariamba. Okay. So as I understand it, if you think about Mariamba and marijuana, right? So when you went from Africa to South America, the J became silent.
Okay, yeah.
So marijuana was the term from South America, and now we have it marijuana. So that, and so when we got together, and this is credit to my partner,
Mariamba.
Sia. Yamba. Yeah, okay. Mariamba. So Yamba, if you go there to West Africa, they'll say, you know, we got that Yamba, right? And so,
Yamba.
And then he's from West Africa, so we were thinking about, you know, Central Square Wellness. We're like, nah. And then when we were like, Yamba, and I was like, okay, but how do we, this was, Harvest Market, right? It was hard, the old Harvest spot. So we were like Harvest Market, Yamba Market. And so we wanted to bring back the History Central Square, make it international, Black owned. Yamba Market was born. And then again, because it was like, look, we got to build up with one store. So we had another location. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was my job to find the locations. And Yamba Boutique. And we had the brother-sister element. And now we have two stores open.
So,
yeah, that's
so
sick.
Check out Yamba Market and Yamba Boutique.
That's right. So Yamba Boutique is going to have its grand opening at the Block Party too.
Okay.
So if you support Black owned business, you want to see a beautiful store and come out. We have the blessing of having the Block Party and the grand opening together.
It only makes sense.
Yes.
Is it fully recreational?
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's good.
Yep.
Dope.
Yeah.
And you said that's female ran?
Exactly. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
And what are the hours? Because that's a big thing. I ain't gonna lie. There's some dispensaries, right?
That is big.
There's times where it's kind of like, I'm like, you know what? I really love this dispensary, but I ain't rushing to get over here. It's gonna be packed. I'm gonna shoot over here because I know if I go 15 minutes that way, that opens till midnight.
Yeah. So Yamba Market was the first recreational to open in Cambridge under a lot of competition. And, you know, we had the foresight of, we were open to 11.
Okay.
And back then, everybody
I was telling you it was open to 11. Yeah.
So we used to get people coming from New Hampshire all over because everybody was closing at 9. And we were open to 11, 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 11. We would have a rush between 9 and 11, people banging on the door. Now people are open later and later and later, you know. And so again, you need to serve the people.
Right.
And even now, you know, after I leave here, I'm like, okay, well, you know, what's the closest one? I'm open on my way back someplace else. So, yeah. But, you know, I went to Las Vegas for MJ Biz. I don't know if you've ever been out there, but it's the biggest cannabis convention in the country. Mm-hmm. And it's really an international conference, new brands, wild time. But they have some like the big dispensaries, 24 hour in Las Vegas, you know? And it's like, you get to see that next level.
Yeah, I remember going out to Vegas. That was even before there was dispensaries out here like that. They were 24 hours.
What's it called? Area 51, something like that.
Yep. Area 51 is the big one. They actually have a consumption spot now where you can buy it and then consume in an outdoor courtyard. Mm. So it's kind of cool, but it's Vegas. So you out there in the damn heat, you know, like you get to your blunt and want to come back in.
Right? They're like, see, I told you it was bad.
Yeah.
Everyone's all passing out.
Yeah. No, I know, but it's no. I'm really excited for this weekend. Again, it's another, you know, with festivals, you never know, right? Look, right now the weather, the forecast is going to be 60 and sunny.
Okay.
But I've been on that weather center for like a month. But it's going to be a beautiful time. And, you know, it was really important when we started doing that house EDM vibe. It was really important to make sure I highlighted folks from our culture in that industry too.
For sure.
And Super Smash Brothers are been doing, changing the game, really yes. pushed the envelope. And I really love what they're doing. Big fans. And so when I could bring them in, and then on the house side, you know, working with Infra, they're an EDM underground group. You know, when they gave me a list of dope DJs, and I'm like, yeah, but ain't none of them look like me. I was like, and then when they gave me who they gave me, it just hit real soulful, like okay. gonna be that, you know, that old house, right? You know, mm-hmm, where you wanna mm-hmm. dance all night. And then we got DJ Viper from Cambridge. Right. Millie's DJ is going to be there too. Right. We got some Afro beats. We got an African, a Haitian brother is going to do some songs. So it's going to be a dope time. We just picked up DJ Foreign. Okay. He's going to be doing an event at DX on April 28th. It's going to be a Soca brunch. DJ Foreign's gonna pop out. He just recently got named DJ of the Year 2024.
That's lit.
Yeah, man. So we just, again, this platform of cannabis, I always say it's the shiny object. If I was selling computer chips, I could be the man, but I wouldn't be able to tap in with folks and say, hey, invite me on your podcast. So it's allowed me a platform where, mm-hmm. you know, I can take what, you know, God's given me and the opportunities and the people that have helped me and help pull that forward.
Once people start hearing more about these events, you're going to be booked nonstop. You're going to be booked and busy. Like, there's so many things that you can do there. Go ahead.
T, what you got going on over here?
Oh, I have some donuts. You know, we can't be coffee butts and donuts without some donuts.
Is that bacon?
She got you some donuts to try, right? That's what I said.
It is bacon.
Is that bacon on a donut?
Yes. Are you opposed to bacon?
Not at all. I'm just saying. You get this on
these
a podcast.
Are from Union Square Donuts.
Oh, okay. You're keeping
this
it local.
Maple.
It's Somerville. It's okay. It's cool.
I mean, yeah. I'm a Cantabrigian Somervillian too.
And they're in Harvard Square now too.
Harvard, exactly. Yeah. They're right next to you. So
I don't fuck with them.
Try a piece of the.
I got jokes.
We'll see after you taste it.
Yeah, okay.
If
you
mess with it or not.
Okay.
The other one is just honey glaze. And then I think I got Itzy's going to try the Viennese coffee.
Okay.
What's a Vietnamese
coffee? It's bomb,
though.
It's bomb, right?
It's bomb.
No, it is bomb.
It's
Vietnamese coffee.
This one?
Yeah, it's like the gold one.
It's like
one.
The croissant sandwich.
Yeah. That bacon. Mm-hmm. Justin, you want to try?
I'm good. I had a pint of Ben and Jerry's. Yeah.
Now, was it free ice cream day?
No, it was just a pint of for me day.
Pint for
because
me
in Harvard
day.
Square, Ben and Jerry's had a line down the block. And I came out of the arcade and I'm like, man, I should be at the ice cream. And someone said they give it away during maybe that store, but then Lizzie's ice cream too. So they had two ice cream shops.
It's mad thick, yeah.
So I thought, you know, sometimes like National Ice Cream Day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe it was.
Mm-hmm.
They have Ben and Jerry's Day. They have Ben and Jerry's Day, I think. Mm. How was yours? It was like a coffee.
It's too much dough.
They better be for how much they are. Shit.
Well,
all these donuts. Fancy, mm-hmm. expensive ass donuts. I'm like, really? Give me a break. But
it was good though.
But that bite was bomb though, right?
It was. That bacon with it. It kind of cut the dough a little bit.
With the maple, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cut off the sweet.
All right.
But it was good.
You're right.
Yeah, a little bit. But
so
yeah, no.
Great donuts. All
right. Yeah. We really appreciate you coming on, Sean. Like,
I appreciate you guys.
This event, this block party is about to be dope.
Yep.
And one of the second.
So second, right here, yeah, I got a little printout of the flyer on this. I've been going to Harvard Square old school. I'm one of those CEO owners. I'm doing, I should say on the mic, I slaughtered Central Harvard Square posters everywhere. You know, I wear the lanyard out. But so it's on 420. It's a weekend worth of events. You can go to flareevents.com to see all the different things. You can go to Diaspora EXP on IG. You can go to dunsterstreet.com. And again, we call it the first annual because believe that we're trying to manifest it, that we're going to do it every year.
Yes.
And next year when, you know, when y'all hit that million subscribers, we're going to have you guys out there with a booth
thank
and a tent.
You, thank
out
you.
There.
Yep. We might even get to do a satellite office in one of my diaspora locations. Y'all pop in. Y'all all from Cambridge. Y'all can come
home.
I messed my man Jay's thing up at all. I'm just saying, you know, on your off nights, you know, you could definitely come in. But this has been a blessing. And I found, as I've been doing this thing, so many of our folks, right. You connected to Sunny in a whole different thing. I saw you at a couple different events. And I'm like, how are you connected to Cambridge? Because we had these events. And to see how this cannabis thing brings us all together, nothing to do with cannabis. It just shows there's good people all around. And I appreciate the platform so I can come and share. And
thank you for coming. Thank you for even having the event space because...
Yeah.
Is this the first one?
This is the first one, man. Like, I'm going to go from here, hump out the computer tonight. I'm pushing. I'm flyering. I got a stack of flyers in my car. Right. I'm sorry I lit y'all's building up a little bit, but I hit it, you know? But that's it. That's the grind for it. So yeah, I'm excited. Yeah. And, you know, we're going to have a great event. But then also, too, you know, Diaspora is going to be popping up with more outdoor events.
Okay. Yeah, you summertime's know, coming, I'm
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, you know, even though we got AC now, but still, it's like, so we're trying to connect with other folks. You know, I'm going to say it on the mic too, Boston While Black. Mm-hmm. They're a group that are doing some, you know, things with the picnic. Yeah. They've been able to get bridge the financing, but also keep it, you know, for us doing picnics and stuff. So that's a group that I want to infiltrate. And, you know, I'm finding that, you know, while cannabis for us is everywhere, for some people
really
in the Black and fraternity stuff, they're like, whoa, hey, whoa, you know? So again, what I've learned with cannabis is like, it's like, you know, a hustle. You just knock again, knock again, knock again. You show and prove, you do a good event. So there's so many good groups now in Boston that I think, you know, they have members who smoke.
Yeah.
And or are interested in cannabis. So I'm really hoping that I'm not having to do my own thing every time, that I can really tap in, or people could tap in with us and say, hey, it was the Diaspora one, but now it's going to be someone else. If I set the footprint, you know, let somebody else come and rock with it, because it's a lot of work, but I'm loving doing it.
What else is there to say? I don't know. This is great, Sean. Again, check out the 420 Block Party. Tell us where they can find you on your socials and everything.
Yes, yes. So at Mogul420. That's my direct page. I manage the page. I like to interact with people. Diaspora EX_EXP. You can see all of our events. That's our main page. And DX Dunster. That's the venue. Like Biju, that's the club, right? We do all different types of things. We had a Prince tribute show. So continue to tap in. Come see Yamba Boutique.
Yes.
Support Black business. If you're in Central, come to Yamba Market. Eat your coffee, your blunts, and your donuts, y'all.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right. You got anything else? You good?
Be out of here.
All right. Coffee, blunts, and donuts. Like, share, subscribe. See you next time. Roll it, light it. I'm high, but I'm getting